Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. On the broadcast today, Marlene Lockhart and I talk with Paul Anderson, the Assembly Majority Floor Leader. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Mindy Elliott and Michael Hackett. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers from Carson City, we're delighted to welcome to the program Paul Anderson. He is the majority floor leader in the Assembly. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me.
So, yesterday, late in the day, your tax plan dropped. Tell us how it differentiates from the governor's plan.
Sure. Well, I think the key part of this plan is simply that we're not trying to compete with the governor. We just saw that an opportunity to have multiple paths to the same success, and thought that there should be multiple discussions along that path.
Okay, and in fact, you actually, at this point, are raising more revenue than the governor is through his tax plan, but by a different method.
That's simply just a logistics matter. So the law that's in place now for the modified business tax, which is the central part of the plan that we proposed, is already in place. It starts off right away. There's no ramp-up period, and that's really the difference where it is. It raises about $62 million more than current government governor's recommendations, but that's simply because there's no ramp-up period. There's no lead time up to it.
Okay, and tell us the different portions of the plan. So
sure.
The modified business tax is a tax that's already in place, but you want to put this out further to other businesses.
That's right. There's currently a threshold of $85,000 in quarterly payroll. So everything below that, no one pays that. About 74% of businesses that have employees file a return and send no check. So we know how much, how many employees or how many businesses are filing those things, those forms. We drop the threshold down to 50,000. The rate goes up to 1.56 versus 1.17. And then there's some changes to the business license fee as well. We also...
And what would that change be? Because the governor's proposing doubling that at the bottom end.
Yeah, so our base number would be $300 for everything.
So 50% increase.
Except for a C Corp, which would pay $500. And that changes about $126 million in biannual revenue.
There has been so much criticism of the payroll tax, quote, quote, How do you answer the critics that say this just perpetuates a tax that everybody said is a disincentive to hiring workers, or the other criticisms that the MBT has received?
I think the disincentive argument is disingenuous. I pay this tax. It never factors into whether or not I need to hire an employee or not. If there's demand for my services, I hire an employee to fill that demand. There's a direct nexus from employees that have and have students in schools, and that's what we're trying to invest in. It's been our most stable tax that we've had in place ever. Other states are actually looking at this tax to model after it. It fluctuates with unemployment, and that is not a drastic hit like sales tax, gross receipts, or net mining or gaming tax fluctuates dramatically with discretionary income.
My understanding is, and Ray Hager was quoting Paulinos in the Reno Gazette Journal this morning, that the Trucking Association is in favor of this. I understand off the record that that folks like the retailers and the new car dealers and others are also in support of this, perhaps even the Las Vegas Chamber. How does gaming feel about this?
I'm sure they don't like it. But we didn't go out and poll test the tax. We looked at the tax policy that we've been presented over the last 8 weeks through both in the Senate Finance and in Assembly Tax Revenue. We looked at the Tax Foundation, which was a commissioned report from the chamber that talked about simply tax policy. Our goal was to try and find something transparent. It's very easy to fill out a modified business tax reform. You take your total wages, you subtract your health care deduction, there's what your taxable rate is, you send in the check. It's a very simple process. It's already in place. So there'll be a lot of, there's no perfect tax, and we're not saying this is a perfect solution. In the beginning, this was simply a vehicle to continue the discussion on the revenue side of the equation.
Now, the gaming industry, especially in Southern Nevada along the Strip, has changed dramatically in the last decade or more, where revenues from gaming amount to less than 35% of the revenue, so everything else is 65%. It's different for the smaller casinos, say, in places like Northern Nevada, where their gaming income is more like 60%. Do you think that this is, in any way going to make it easier to work with gaming to come around on this?
Well, I think you can go property by property and see that their gaming split versus their non-gaming revenue changes. You know, if you look at the Sands versus the Caesars versus MGM, just down on the Las Vegas Strip, they're going to have different ratios. And so each of those, I'm sure, will have different attitudes towards any revenue structure.
What have you heard from the NRA?
We haven't.
And I don't mean the Rifle Association.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. Again, honestly, we just dropped the bill yesterday. We have not whipped votes, whether it be in our caucus or anywhere else. Now, it wasn't created in a vacuum, per se. Certainly, we asked folks and got a lot of feedback. But the idea was simply it was a committee deadline. Yesterday was the last day we could introduce bills. And so we felt it key to introduce that bill and make sure we had a vehicle for that discussion. Otherwise, it's just conceptual. And that doesn't get us anywhere.
I understand you had an opportunity to brief the governor. What was the governor's reaction to your plan?
Well, I told him the same thing I'm saying now, is that we're not here to compete with you, Governor. We think it was a bold vision that you presented. We're on board. I think historically, most of us are on board with making the investment in education that's necessary. It's just a matter of the path to get there. And that was the message that I shared with him and the message I would share with anyone that asked.
What about mining? Have you heard from them?
I have not. Again, we just dropped that bill yesterday. As you know, we were there late, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Maybe it was a little bit later, actually. And so those bills were coming out that late at night. So haven't talked to anybody.
Have you had any consultation with the Democrats, especially Marilyn Kirkpatrick?
Sure. We've had those conversations, but they've been ongoing across the board about all the tax policy that's out there, whether it's live entertainment or other tax options that are.
Is she on board with your ideas?
I'm not going to speak on her behalf. You know.
Okay. Would we still need the adjustments to live entertainment tax if your plan is accepted?
See, I think the key part of this is, the rate on MBT is extremely flexible. If we come up and we need to change it, you just take off, for example, $100 off of the business license fee, and you drop that from $300 to $200. You've taken almost $100 million and a ratchet down on the MBT. You've taken almost $100 million out of the budget out of general fund. So if we're not buying products yet because we haven't seen the products. So when we do, we'll figure out what that final budget number is and see what needs to be tweaked. There's abatements that are sitting in, you know, tax incentives and abatements that are sitting in a lot of these committees. And that basically takes money out of our general fund that we have to backfill. So we're not sure what the final budget number needs to be yet. So those numbers, again, will be flexible. And whether LET is part of that package or maybe that feeds into a nice rainy day fund or an ending fund balance, both of those are critical components of the budget as well.
All right, let's take a break. More with Paul Anderson when we come back.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Anderson. He's the Assembly Majority Floor Leader.
So tell me, inside your caucus now, does this new tax plan get the full support of those that have been fairly vocal that they're not going to support a tax initiative of any kind?
I think you could ask that same question about any bill that comes through our caucus. Certainly we have a lot of different viewpoints, and I don't think everybody's going to agree on this tax plan or any tax plan. But, you know, we respect that. Everybody has principled views. Some folks are kind of in the no tax pledge side of things. We have folks in the middle that would like to get up maybe just through the sunsets, and others that are ready to fund the entire governor rec budget.
So how's this going to get through? I mean, are you confident that a tax plan of some sort will pass this session?
I am. I'm optimistic. How about that?
Okay.
I think that this is a historic point in time where, you know, normally these types of discussions are happening very late in session. Normally they're happening from one party or another. You have both parties at the table. You have business and community members at the table. You have the governor's office at the table, all talking about the same thing. We've got to make the investment because it's our future is on the line. And we can't do economic development without the educational needs met. And we're all on that same, at that same goal, reaching for that same goal. And it's just simply the path to get there. And you know, I think we've made great strides already this session.
Well, you know, I mean, if gaming is forced to acquiesce to this, that's going to be a seismic shift in the balance of power in the state of Nevada.
I'm not in charge of the seismic shifts. I'm just trying to push good tax policy and fund education. So I'm not sure
If you were in Pittsburgh, it would be like the steel industry back in the day, not having this way.
You know, I'm not so sure. I mean, the gaming industry pays these taxes already, right? They're a huge contributor to our economy.
Absolutely.
A huge contributor to the state revenue. And they're at the table having these same discussions as well. I mean, it's not in a vacuum. They understand what all the different plans and what's been out there throughout the years. You know, I think their goal is to see that their share of the revenue structure is lightened a bit. And I think we recognize that. You know, as we diversify our economy, then that tax burden gets diversified as well. The problem is we have 54,000 businesses in the state that have employees. We have 330,000 total businesses. So there's only so many businesses that have employees that are generating revenue. And so it's hard to make that broad-based when you have a lot of businesses that simply are holding companies or LLCs for other pass-through purposes.
Thank you, Assemblyman Anderson. Please come back soon, and we'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
I love my car. You and me, we've come so far. Whoa, oh, I love my car. And I think my lucky stars. I love my car.
If you need cash and have equity in your car, don't sell your baby. Come into Check City for a quick and easy title. In just a few minutes, you can get the cash you need. Get the cash, keep the car.
Hi, Jan here at Assistance League Thrift Shop, where we have something for everyone. There's books and crafts, toys and tools, purses, shoes and jewelry, men's, women's and kids' clothing, and fine clothes boutique. Perk up your house with crafted art, housewares and decor for every season at Senior Sampler. Spring is in the air. Get a head start on your spring cleaning. We love your donations at Assistance League on Vassar between Kitsky and Harvard.
It doesn't matter if it's a construction site, office building, or casino. Accidents can happen at any workplace. What does matter is that you have an experienced attorney to fight for the workers' compensation benefits you deserve. Hurt on the job? Call me, Attorney Jay Short. I've helped construction and warehouse workers, cooks and secretaries, all with serious injuries. Whatever your work injury, I can help you get the work comp benefits you deserve.
Call Attorney Jay Short at 786-2006. Work comp is all we do.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great power pundit panel. As always, Mindy Elliott joins us, partner with Capital Partners, and Michael Hackett with All Risk Consulting. Pleasure to have you all here.
Thanks.
Mindy, your thoughts on the leader's comments this morning.
I think it's interesting because as he talked about that it's going to be a blended solution at the end. Two bills were dropped yesterday, SB 425 and 426. A live entertainment tax, and then now there's a luxury.
That is the live entertainment tax is the luxury tax now.
No, there's two. There's
a
live entertainment tax now. There's a luxury tax. So there's two. One picks up golf courses, and so it will be a blended solution at the end. And I think that he's at least he's mindful enough to understand that there's all these different revenue streams, and we'll figure out at the very end what it exactly looks like. So from a rate perspective. On his bill, I think the governor is waiting for an amendment to come back. They've discovered some problems, or I don't want to say problems, but some challenges. Technical fixes.
Right.
That's better. And so we're waiting to see what that looks like when it comes back from LCB.
But this is a whole different plan, Michael, than the governor's plan. It's not based on gross receipts.
Right.
It's based on the modified business tax
right.
and other areas. And this is not what gaming wants.
No, that's correct. But I think regardless of whose plan you're looking at, whether it's the governor's plan, whether it's the Assembly Majority Leader's plan, I agree with Mendate, it is going to be a mix and match of different things. But the overriding issue, though, is it's going to have to be a tax or taxes that can be assessed immediately and can be collected immediately. The state doesn't have the time to go through the ramping up of some new tax. So whatever they're going to do, they want to be able to assess it and start collecting on it right away. I think both of the plans address that. So there's other taxes out there as well too. They're talking about increasing sin taxes. There's other pieces out there. So again, I think at the end, it is going to be a mishmash of those proposals.
Marlene, Democrats, please, no matter what, because there's going to be money for the things that Democrats care about.
I think we're very happy with the governor's budget. And we do want to see it funded. And don't forget, Senator Spearman is also coming with her tax proposal, which will be heard. I think that the discussion has to center around how do we get to 28? Can something realistically get out of this session? And I was pleased that Majority Leader Anderson was optimistic because I think the state really needs to fund education and other items that are in this budget.
But bottom line is that either budget, as long as the budget is funded, Democrats should be happy.
I think they are happy with the governor's budget. It does a lot for education, and it does a lot for autism, other critical programs that have been in need in this state. So I think if we can fund the budget, it will be a good day in Nevada.
But it is really, shaping up, as I said in the interview, potentially to be a seismic change in the power base in Nevada. We've seen economic development in northern Nevada and all different kinds of industries coming in. It's hard to look at southern Nevada no matter how much they diversify. Tourism, gaming is still going to be the major player there. So If this ends up not being gross receipts, that would be a pretty seismic shift.
It would be a seismic shift. It's going to be interesting to see what the obviously from the governor's proposal, it takes care of mining, banking, and it takes care of gaming. Those three industries that currently have been paying more than other folks, and so it'll be interesting to see as we move forward. But also with the introduction of those other live entertainment, and expansion of that. And it's a luxury discretionary tax. That's the new one. And it's going to be interesting to see. That's brand new. We don't even know what the revenue is going to be.
Well, actually, Marilyn Kirkpatrick was on the program talking about that. It's really the new name for the live entertainment tax that she has in place because she wants to go out and gather groups like NASCAR and Burning Man and Electric Daisy Carnival and all these other huge festivals that bring in, hundreds of thousands of people. And yet they're not paying taxes.
Correct.
And it really doesn't make sense when somebody's paying $365 just for a basic ticket to go to Burning Man that they can't afford to cough up another couple of bucks.
And plus, there's still the but then there'll still be the live entertainment tax left.
Right. Well,
it's going to be two different taxes.
All right,
but I think the guiding factor should be what is the long-term best tax structure for the state of Nevada, because it has not been in balance, as has been said. Gaming, mining, other industries have always paid more than their fair share to fund the Nevada budget.
But doesn't this do that with the modified business tax and bringing more people into paying it?
Well, I'm not sure. I haven't studied the difference between the two, but I'm just saying whatever long-term is the best structure is what should move forward, in my view.
I agree with that. I think we've always been in that predicament where our taxes are not broad-based enough, and when we do go into a recession at the national level, we really pay the price for it. And so I completely agree that whatever is going to be implemented this session has to have that sustainability.
Marlene, I just want to bring up, because you were trying to talk about it earlier and we didn't get a chance to get to it, but you feel that the middle class is under assault here, and we have a minute left to discuss that.
I have never seen so many. I mean, we all knew that they wanted reform in the areas of collective bargaining, our pension, and things of that nature, but the totality of the bills that don't just implement some reform, but blow up unions, blow up the PERS system, and blows up collective bargaining. I mean, some of those bills are absolutely against the middle class if they stand.
Well, there's a lot of bills, and I haven't looked at all of them. It's not my area that I need to worry about. But I do think that I think someone yesterday, while they were testifying, they're saying the pendulum swung pretty far to the left, and now we need to bring it back to the center. And I think they're trying to find some middle ground. I know that Randy Koerner has been in several hearings, and I've seen that he's working with PERS, or they put it over into Ways and Means of Trying. Okay. But anyway, I think
To be continued.
To be continued. There's right. a lot happening in the building.
There is indeed. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
With AT&T, you call the shots. Only pay for the services you need in your bundle.
So call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month. Or start with U-verse high-speed internet and add the other services you want to get the bundle you need.
With U-verse high-speed internet, you'll get the speed you need at a price you'll love. Get wireless service and home high-speed internet with a Wi-Fi gateway to connect all your Wi-Fi devices and save on your mobile data usage at home. Add U-verse TV, and with most plans, get a total home HD DVR included for life. Cable can't beat that.
Call to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month, and ask about our next day installation. So talk to one of our experts today.
Go ahead, call the shots, and only pay for the services you need in your bundle. With AT&T, it's whatever works for you.
The University of Nevada School of Medicine has been making Nevada healthier for more than 45 years. Our groundbreaking research is making an impact locally, nationally, and worldwide. And we're making a difference with doctors providing medical care near you. As Nevada's statewide public medical school, we offer an educational value amongst the highest in the country. We are partnering with leading Nevada hospitals and healthcare institutions to combine teaching and learning with outstanding clinical care. Join us in improving Nevada's health. And yours.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
On our next broadcast, longtime lobbyist Jim Wadhams will join us. We'll see him in the next broadcast.